Joining me now is Rick James, the author of Don't Never Tell Nobody Nothing No How. It's the real story of West Coast rum running. Really great read. Really cool info in here as well. Now, I got to ask you straight off the bat, there's a Vancouver Island connection. So just give us a quick rundown of Prohibition and what exactly happened.
What happened here? Washington, D.C. was most irritated with the flood of liquor that was pouring across the line when they passed the Volstead Act. So they were constantly on Ottawa, our federal government's case, saying, you got to danged well do something about this flood of liquor pouring across the border. Ottawa said, well, I mean, it was a great revenue generator. It really revived distilleries and breweries. So what Ottawa did was, okay, I mean, it's the Yanks' problem, but we should make it look like we're doing something. So what they did is they raised the fee for a license, a liquor export license, from $3,000 to $10,000. I think it was in 1921. And keep in mind, a dollar back then is worth $14 today. So what happened here in Vancouver, all the brewers and distillers and the hotel buying liquor agents got together and formed Consolidated Exporters Corporation Limited. Basically, what they were doing there in Vancouver, was quality liquors were in big demand south of the line, like the finest scotches, ryes, brandy, champagnes. They were loaded by big steamers and motor ships in Europe, and even ocean liners coming around to our west coast from Europe, and they were all unloaded in the government-bonded warehouse from Burrard Inlet, and motherships, as they were called. These were our old beat-up steamers and motorships and even five-masted auxiliary lumber schooners here on the coast. They would load up and sail down the coast, sit out in international waters, say, off the Farallon Islands, off the Golden Gate Bridge, out in international waters off the Columbia Bar, and they were like floating liquor emporiums. And the shore boats would run out from shore and pick up their orders. The Americans would come across the line, go into the Hamilton Street office of Consolidated Exporters and say, we need 20,000 cases down there. And they would tear a dollar bill in half, give it, be passed on to the mothership. And then the other American would take his half down and hand it over to a guy running a shore boat out and say, here's my half, and they would match it. Okay, here's your order. We'll pass over a couple of thousand cases or whatever. That's the mothership sitting out on Rum Row, as they called it. It was mostly off the Farallon Islands and Columbia River, which was big time.
Have you seen any sort of correlations to what happened way back when with rum running and the ending of prohibition on marijuana here?
Oh, very much so. It taught us a great historic lesson that should have been followed from day one. And I came across this when I was doing my research. It was a 1929 article in the Canadian Forum magazine. And here's what they said, how prohibition actually gives a new rallying point and coherence to the criminal element. There's a demand to be satisfied and the legal sources have been stopped. The result is an illicit trade that has reached the basis of an established industry. Now, just think of the parallels here.
So what's the Vancouver Island connection to rum running?
They were taking care of the local trade running down into Puget Sound. What would happen? Fish boats would go into Consolidated Exporters Corporation dock, load up, go in behind, say, Discovery and Chatham Islands. Americans would run across the line, pick up their order, and then run back across the line. But it was all above board up here. And that was the thing. Nobody really talked about this and looked at it this way because, you know, especially with Al Capone, and then we had the Untouchables on TV when I was a kid in the 50s and 60s. It was all violent and nasty. But here on British Columbia, it was all above board and relatively peaceful and very businessmen like
entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's it.
But of course, the story goes well beyond that. It's a great tale about lies, deceit, adventure, and just how we sort of benefited as a province and an island as well into the whole rum running business, which is really, really cool. It's a great read. You should pick it up. It's Rick James's Don't Ever Tell Nobody Nothing No How. It's the real story of West Coast rum running, and you can pick it up online and bookstores too. Yeah,
bookstores right here in town.
98.9 The Goat. The Goat. Home for world-class rock.